the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome, everyone, to a live episode, fun-filled and action-packed, I hope, here, of Minnesota Homebrew from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ in Thief River Falls. And we didn't start out with a song tonight because we have a special guest in the studio tonight, Sapphire Brown and her husband,
Blake Walker.
Blake Walker. And you are married. Okay. I didn't want to get that wrong. And let me get your microphones on there. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Well, that's what got this, it's wonderful having you here. First, what got this started is I was at your place of business one day, and we got talking and finally figured out who you were, and I knew about you. You have a reputation that precedes you and your campaign against anti-bullying, and I had seen a poster that you were playing recently at Challenger Elementary School. How'd that go?
Yes. It went incredible. It was amazing. We actually got to play at Franklin and Challenger in the same week, so we got to hit both of those schools, and it was an absolutely incredible experience.
Very, very important message. And, you know, this is the 21st century. It's 2017, and you would think that with all the education out there that this wouldn't occur anymore.
Right.
But it does.
It does, and I feel like it gets worse every year because of the technology and just the social media. I feel like it keeps getting worse every year the more that that kind of thing grows.
I can even say that I have a granddaughter who's in sixth grade at Franklin this year, and she came over from St. Bernard's, and she was very fearful of that. And I haven't heard any bad reports yet, but she says that it does go on, of course.
Yeah, it does. And it's every age, too, all the way from kindergarten to senior year. It's all ages and guys, girls, every type of person, every age.
And I can only surmise that this, the genesis of this with you was in your youth.
Right. It was. It started in seventh grade. And so after I had went through that and then went through some bullying in my eighth grade year, that's when I decided to start my campaign against bullying. And so then I just started traveling and speaking. And that's kind of how everything started, really. My career kind of started.
Junior high boys and girls are not the most pleasant people all the time,
no,
are they?
No, not always.
I used to be a high school English teacher, but when I did my student teaching, I had sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, and that's been over almost 50 years, but boy, I haven't forgotten that experience.
Yeah, they're definitely interesting.
And I was one of those lucky ones because I had four older brothers. So people didn't pick on me because my brothers were big and they were popular in school and in athletics.
Got it. So
they left me alone. And that's good because I was the runt of the litter. And yeah, it was very, could have been picked on. I mean, I had a couple instances where I used to visit my friend, one friend, and there was this kid named Kirby out on the sidewalk and or on his step. And every time I walked by, he'd grab me and he'd pull me back to the step and he'd do the really hard noogies on my head. And maybe that's what's wrong with me. But that, and I actually have, embarrassingly so, can report that I once bullied someone in junior high just because he was the only kid smaller than me. And I figured I could pin him down, and I don't think I hit him, just pinned him down, but somebody bigger than me came along, a friend of mine, and taught me a lesson. So I'm glad I learned that lesson early.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. So your campaign has resulted in songs about anti-bullying.
Yes. So pretty much whenever we write, or I write, I always write about my emotions or what I'm feeling. So my whole EP that I have out right now on iTunes. We got to record that in Nashville, which was incredible, at County Q Studios. And the guy that did it and produced it was phenomenal. He just understood exactly what I wanted and understood really what my dream was, to like put the music together and make everything the way that I was kind of thinking and dreaming in my head. And so really all those songs off of my album are really about being who you are, standing up for what you believe in, having courage to do that. And so really everything that I write about is about experiences and things I've learned in life and sad and happy times.
And is there a name for the EP?
Yeah, it's called Courage.
Courage, and we're going to be playing that song later. Yes.
Yeah.
And now tell us, you grew up where?
I actually grew up in the cities, Becker, Minnesota, and I moved up north my eighth grade year, way far up north.
To the state?
It's a lot different.
To the boondocks?
Yeah. Yes. And then we got the opportunity to move to Nashville, and that was incredible. We got to do a lot of amazing things. One of our favorite performances was singing at the Children's Hospital, the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital in Nashville. And that was incredible. We got to see all these little kids come in, and I just love their energy and how they love life and love the world. And so it was a lot of fun doing that and living in Nashville. And then we came back to tour Minnesota.
Well, that's great. And I don't have a mic on Blake's vocals, but we have it down on his guitar because we're going to be doing a song here in a minute or so. But Blake, that's a very big country name. My wife's favorite country artist, Blake Shelton, of course. So what would you like to sing for us first this evening?
Yeah, we can do one of our favorites. It's by Cleo, and it's called All the Pretty Girls.
Sounds good. Here's Sapphire Brown, accompanied by Blake. You said Walker, right?
Pretty girls like Samuel. Oh, he really doesn't care. Oh, it's more than he can handle. Life is anything but fair. Life is anything but fair. Oh, oh. Come and sweep them off their feet. It's only making me feel smaller. All the hidden love beneath. So won't you lay me? Won't you lay me down? Won't you lay me? Won't you lay me down? Won't you lay me? Won't you lay me down? Won't you lay me? Won't you lay me down? Ooh. All alone, alone again. No one lends a helping hand. I have waited. Takes a toll, foolish pride. Long before I see the light. I have waited for you. I'll wait for you. Oh, I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you. Oh, I'll wait for you. For you to let me. Won't you lay me down?
Yeah. I should have had a little audience here for you. Very, very nice. What a lovely
Thank
voice.
You.
You saw me looking at the headstock. I don't know what kind of guitar that is.
It's a Takamine.
Oh, it is. Yep. And I play a Takamine too, but I've never seen that logo.
Yep.
There. Cool. Sounds really nice. Is that a cedar or a spruce top?
You know, I'm not even sure. It's
It's darker, so it looks cedar.
Yeah, the guy told me it was about a 15-year-old guitar when I bought it. And that was 4 years ago.
Nice, nice. Now, when you were in Nashville, did you get a chance to do open mics too?
Yeah, we did. We got to do a few at, oh my gosh, I couldn't even remember the place. I couldn't tell you the name of the place. But there is a lot of different events down in Nashville, of course, Music City. So there's lots of open mics. And even, I mean, a few years back when we didn't live there, I just go up and ask one of the singers that was singing up there. And I just say, can I come up there and sing? And they'd allow me up on stage and stuff. So they're definitely willing to do anything.
Yeah, I understand they even do, I mean, any place that can be a potential venue is, like libraries.
Right, yep.
It's every any place.
Yes,
I have streets. I was down there once in 98, and in the streets, yes. Busking in the streets for nickels and dimes, yeah. Yeah, it's a great town, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing, and it keeps growing every year. How many people do they say that was flooding in every year?
It was about 100 people a day moving there.
100 people a day moving there. Yeah, and that's crazy.
Yeah, and I had somebody tell me that 1 out of 10 residents are songwriters.
Yeah, it's crazy. They turn a bunch of old houses into songwriting booths, and basically you just buy a membership. We had a membership, and you buy a membership, and you just rent out a space in there, and they have 6 rooms in there, and you can bring people in. You can do everything. So it's pretty cool.
Is there a piano in each room?
No, there's actually not. I think there's one. There was one in one room.
Mm-hmm.
There's one piano to every house.
That's the way it was back in the 50s in the Brill Building in the upper New York City and upper Manhattan, where they'd have these little rooms and there'd be a piano. And of course, back then the piano was the main instrument in Nashville. Of course, it's the guitar.
Yeah, a lot of people. Most people play guitar, I would say, in Nashville. We got to be part of the Nashville Songwriting Association, too, which was really amazing. You learn so much about that, about songwriting, and there's people that give you feedback on your songs. And so it's very helpful being an artist, just hearing people in the industry tell you what to work on and what you're doing great at. And so that was a really cool experience as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a Minnesota Association of Songwriters, of which I'm a member, but living this far away, I just don't get a lot of benefit from it. But I still pony up my $35 every year because it's just the camaraderie through internet and Facebook is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now tell me about Amy Grant in your life.
I got to open for Amy. Well, actually, we both did. When I first met Blake, actually, it was probably about 2 months? 2 months after I had met Blake, I got asked to open for Amy Grant, and it was only Blake's probably 4th time playing in front of anyone, and that was playing for his...
It was my third time.
Oh, third. Third time playing for anyone, in front of anyone, and we opened for Amy Grant, but it was a phenomenal experience. She is incredible, so sweet. She actually... there was someone inside, like her meet and greet, taking photos and stuff. And he came out and told me, you know, Amy Grant left her meet and greet because she heard that you're singing. She wanted to be there to hear the whole thing. And I was just like, wow, that's incredible for a person. Just like her, it's her concert. And she left her meet and greet to come hear us sing and perform. And then as soon as I got off the stage, she was right there. And she gave me a hug and told me what a great job I did. And it was just, it was an incredible experience.
And you were how old?
16, 17.
16 yeah. or 17. Oh, that was Vince with her?
No, he wasn't. No.
He was on tour at the same time.
Yeah.
I see.
Mark Schultz was, though, and he's also an incredible artist. And then a few years later, we got to open for Michael W. Smith. And so, and then Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith are pretty great friends. So we got to open for him, and then Philip Steen and Craig and Mark Lowry. They were all there, and there are a few Christian, more Christian artists as well.
Sure.
But it was amazing. It was so much fun being able to walk off the stage and just see everything happen, see kind of the behind the scenes.
Were you nervous?
Oh, yeah. I almost threw up. Blake wasn't nervous at all.
Well, he doesn't look like he has much of a pulse, even. He just no, real easy
he
going.
Just, yeah, he doesn't ever get nervous. It was only his third time, and he's not nervous. And I'm like, well, I've been waiting my whole life to open up for someone like this. I feel like I'm going to throw up. So, yeah, I'm always the nervous type. But
what a cool story.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And how did you meet?
We actually met fate, honestly. We met in Northholm, Minnesota, way far up in the boonies. And I was there because we actually moved there. I was telling you, we moved up north. Well, we moved up north there, and we were at a fair, and his cousin had brought him there. And so we met there, just out of fate, started talking about music and life, and started hanging out, becoming friends, and now we're married.
That's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
So, we'd sure like to hear another song. Or were you planning on doing another song? Oh, that one. Okay. Well, we'll end with that.
Yeah.
But do you have any performances coming up?
I do, yes. Next Thursday is Grigla. We've made our rounds in the northern neck of the woods. We've been to Franklin and Challenger, and then Goodridge we hit last week. So then Grigla is this upcoming week, and then we're going to try go towards the Grand Forks Fargo area and then down towards the cities area.
Yeah, well, you have a endless supply of venues there when you're talking schools.
We do, yes.
Yeah. And do you see yourself staying in Thief River Falls, or is Nashville calling? Or?
wherever fate takes us,
yeah.
Basically.
We kind of live by wherever God wants us to be. We never thought that we'd be coming back here at all. At least I didn't at all. I was like, oh my goodness, I just do not want to go back there to a small little town. But we're just praying about it a lot over the few years that we were in Nashville, and we really felt that God was calling us to be here at this point in time. So we just feel that wherever God leads us is where we will go. So we never really know where the next place will be, but we just trust in God and trust that He will put us where we need to be.
Yeah, who am I to argue with that? Well, that's great. I really want to thank you. Was there anything else you wanted to mention at all?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Thanks for having us so much.
Now, we're going to play a song, the title song off your EP.
Yes.
I want to thank both of you, Sapphire Brown, Blake Walker, for swinging by, keeping me company tonight. It's pretty lonely in here. and we just wish you the very best and spreading that message, because it's so important.
Thank you.
I know that because I not only have that granddaughter in sixth grade, but I have grandsons that are in kindergarten, and the other one's about a year and a half old.
Aww.
So they've got to endure whatever's waiting for them. So
exactly.
But thanks again, and you're always welcome back here at the studio.
Thank you so
and
much.
And I look forward to getting that EP because I can play it.
Yeah, of course. That would be great.
And they're all original songs?
They are,
oh,
yes.
Oh, wonderful. And this next one is too.
Yes.
Obviously, it's the title song off of the Courage EP by Sapphire Brown.
Thank you.
spread your love just enough to get by. The ones who need it most always make you cry. Don't let them hurt you, but why should your love be only for the ones you're always thinking of?
That's Aaron Tank from Bemidji. He has been playing for several years around the area, everywhere from the Twin Ports to the North Shore. He's recorded two CDs that I know of, 2006's For All Who Wander and 2012's Dancing With No Music, from which that song comes. Love everybody, regardless, he says. He's been described by Paul White from the Duluth Reader as a laid-back folk album. I should say his CD's been described as a laid-back folk album that brings in personal lyrics as well as good amount of different instruments and percussion arrangements that complement Tank's vocals and excellent guitar work. And we had Aaron up here a few years ago playing at our songwriter's evening. Before that was Barbara Jean, who comes from the Duluth area, with a song called Joy, as we continue our theme of positiveness tonight on Minnesota Homebrew. And I want to thank Sapphire Brown and her husband, Blake Walker, for sharing the studio with us tonight and that very, very important message. As I said at the beginning of the hour, you know, this is 2017. You would think that nobody would bully anymore. But then again, you wouldn't think people would do drugs or smoke cigarettes because of the harm they know it could do to them. But they do. So human nature, but just chip away at it, I guess, is all Sapphire can do as she goes from school to school, different venues, talking about anti-bullying. And we even noticed, what was it, on over the supper hour tonight, I heard about an anti-bullying app for a phone where you just have to press one button. I don't know if it takes you to 911 or what, but very important stuff, folks. And you know, I told Sapphire that I had big brothers, so nobody picked on me, but it's out there, and I have grandchildren, so it's something I'm very, very interested in. She is welcome to come back anytime here on Minnesota Homebrew from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1. We're on the air every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., and we're also replayed every Saturday at 1 p.m. on KKWE down in Callaway, Minnesota. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that for us. Well, I'm still waiting for my song OJ's on the Loose to show up on the Dr. Demento show. He asked for a high-quality MP3, and I sent it, and he will, I would guess, be including it on one of his weekly shows. If you don't know who he is, his name is Barrett Hansen. He's from St. Paul, and I first heard him back in the mid-70s with his zany music. And that's where I heard songs like The Eggplant That Ate Cincinnati and by Norman Greenbaum, who went later or earlier had done Spirit in the Sky, and artists like Benny Hill, who did does a Shaving Cream song that you see on the Gong Show every week, and Martin Mull, and I think Al Yankovic got his start there on Dr. Demento. I've always had a penchant for weird music, I guess, so I know I write plenty of it. And speaking of that, I'll be here with my guitar next week sharing some zany songs with you, and what little I know about songwriting, which I could fit into a thimble. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew up next, tuned by Amanda Grace, and we're excited because she has just sent me a CD of new material. This is from an older CD. It's titled Hold Me Now. You're listening to Homebrew.
Thank you.
the Grace, raised in St. Paul, I believe. And, well, anyway, look forward to playing her new music starting in a couple weeks here on Minnesota Homebrew. And we do have some beer news coming up for you, some really important beer news. Up next, Mr. Positive is the name of this song, and it's by Dan Rumsey.
Cut your grass, blow your snow in the winter time. A neighbor like him, oh man, that's hard to find. And when trick-or-treaters come around, a couple hundred children from his side of town go see Mr. Positive. That's who he is. He's Mr. Positive. That's who he is. Never says a bad word, unkind thing to anyone. He keeps a nice, cheerful home. He works until the work is done. He rides his three-wheeler most anywhere. An earthbound angel without any care. He's Mr. Positive. That's who he is. He's Mr. Positive. That's who he is. That's who he is. That's who he is. That's who he is.
Specializing in 1960s folk music, Dan Rumsey, and he's from St. Paul. And as you know, we play original music by people with a strong connection to Minnesota. Don't have to live here, but, you know, maybe you used to live here, or maybe you went to college here. We'll play your music if you send it. And check out our Facebook page, like us, and click on About to learn how you may submit music, or send us an email, minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. Up next, he's a country music songwriter from Winona, Minnesota. His name is Corey Kaler, and this is a really nice song called Change the World. You're listening to MHB.
Sleepwalking collar with nowhere to go. Step back to where to put his head in a hole, yeah. Then he has the nerve to bitch and complain that all the walls around him are always the same. He has his problems, but don't we all stop that him? Questions, man, the answers will come. You wanna change the world, you can't stand by. Just you know, man, it starts inside. You gotta stop stumbling in darkness and start walking in light. You wanna change the world, you can't stand by. Out in boats, through less than two evils and season. While
Kaler, isn't that a nice song? I got two sidekicks with me tonight. I have my cyber sidekick, Bob Muscovitz, down in Hackensack listening in. And I always appreciate his input on the show and comments. And to my right, live in person, my wife, Jane Ann Unbehone. Hi, honey.
Good evening.
She's kind of shy. Not really. And I got my Minnesota Homebrew t-shirt on. If you want one, minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. Ask me. I think they're only around $10. And you'll have to take a picture of me so that we can post it with me by the microphone and do a little marketing there. Well, I had a good time last week at Open Mic in Oakley at TJ's Tavern. John Kimball, the host, played. Andy Miller played. Thief River residents Mitch Scramstead and Josh Jimenez were there. And, of course, Oakley songstress Sydney Melby. Good time had by all. And they have great food down there, really. Good pizza. I like their, what's it called? The Heart Attack. Yeah, I think it's called. It's an all-meat pizza. And there's talk about maybe starting up one here at the Wired Bean. If you know Derek Mogan over there, stop by and tell him you'd like to hear some live original music. And I even heard a rumor of maybe one starting up at the Rusty Nail. I'll know more about that maybe even tomorrow. So we'll keep you posted on that. And I know, Bob, you'd like me to play OJ's on the Loose, but next week's is the fourth Thursday of the month, and it's kind of a half Carl night. So I will do it then. And right now, what am I trying to figure out here? That's right.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yeah, this really is big news. It's from the fullpint.com, and it's called Take Craft Beer Back. It's official. The Brewers Association, the not-for-profit organization that represents America's small and independent brewers, has announced the craft brewing community's intent to take craft beer back from big beer. The hashtag Take Craft Back campaign, launched at takecraftback.com, seeks to crowdsource the funds to buy Anheuser-Busch InBev, the international conglomerate that has been busy acquiring small breweries across the country. Now, over the past several years, Big Beer has been attempting to buy their way into the craft beer movement by acquiring small breweries at a rapid rate and using their acquisitions to invent craft brewing bona fides. The Take Craft Back campaign features a not-yet superstar, Andy, an avowed lover of craft beer who has stated that his affinity for craft beer makes him highly qualified to serve as a campaign spokesperson. Since 2011, Anheuser-Busch InBev has quietly acquired 10 small and independent breweries. I know one of them is Goose Island out of Chicago, but they won't tell you that on their packaging, says Andy. Just try to name all 10 without Googling. Exactly. Big beer creates an illusion of choice, but we are presenting them with a reality check and hopefully at the end of the day with a real check, too. Independent craft brewers refuse to be muscled out by big beer, Andy continued, and we are uniting on an unprecedented scale to take on big beer in their efforts to make it harder for beer drinkers to find their favorite independent craft beers at their favorite bars, liquor stores, and restaurants. Anheuser-Busch InBev, which is worth an eye-popping $213 billion, represents the biggest and most powerful of big beer. So Take Craft Back aims to make them offer an offer they can't refuse. $213 billion. Wow. For full details on the campaign and how to contribute, visit takecraftback.com. Pledges will only be collected after all $213 billion has been secured. Until then, free swag will be distributed to all contributors and perhaps a few toasts will be raised along the way. Beer lovers can spread the word with hashtags TakeCraftBack and Independent Beer. Or they may contact Matt Sutton on behalf of the Brewers Association at 212-255-8478. Isn't that something? How can anyone raise $213 billion? And then by the time they raise it, the price will probably go up. So, I don't know about that. But it's very, very true. They're buying these small craft beer companies, and they're letting you think that they're still owned by a small concern, and hoping you'll buy the beer, of course. And I always, except for Blue Moon, I shy away from beer from any real big companies. Now, I was down to Happy Harry's last Saturday in Grand Forks, the one on Gateway. And I went in looking for a couple of my favorite beers and didn't have them. One is Sam Adams Cherry Wheat. They said they can't get it anymore. In fact, the girl said they don't make it anymore. I don't believe that. And the other one is one by Black Sheep Brewing called Monty Python's Holy Grail Ale. And she said, I can get that, but you have to buy a case at a time. So I'm going to get a hold of my good buddy Andy, and I'm going to ask him if he wants to split a case for $42 of Holy Grail Ale. Well, folks, that's about all the time we have for tonight. We want to thank you for joining us and want to remind you that whether it's beer or it's music, shoot for quality over quantity and join us again next week for another live episode of Minnesota Homebrew, ending the evening with Deb Hadraba, a tune called Life is Short.